First Contact by Robert Turnbull.
What if they don't turn up?
Sam, you read the signals. You interpreted their transmission and you sent out our reply. How can you even doubt that they'll be here?
I just don't want to look stupid, Alex. Look at that crowd. There's dozens of them.
Hundreds?
Dozens. It just seems so unlikely. I mean, Salford. Why Salford?
Who cares? Maybe they thought it would be better to park out of town and commute into Manchester. All that matters is that they're coming. Here, tonight. Look, here's that DJ.
Hi. Dr. Sullivan? Mr. Rankin, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Joe Hubbard from the radio. You've probably heard my show, Salford Nights, with Joe Hubbard.
No.
Of course.
Now, we're going out live, so if we start with a little bit of info about you two and make it last a couple of minutes, it should lead us nicely into their arrival, yeah?
Well, it's hard to say exactly.
2 minutes will be perfect.
Great. Well, we're just going to make sure we're hooked up and ready for transmission, and then we'll be live and we'll be with you.
Great.
Great. Great exposure. At least when we get humiliated live on air, no one will be listening.
Shh. Right, guys, we're already on our end. And we're live in 10, 9...
How do I look?
Eight, on radio, it doesn't matter.
7, 6, 5...
But I want to look good for them.
I don't think they'll travel all this way just to criticise your outfit.
Hi there, folks. Joe Hubbard here, coming to you live from Salford, where, within the next couple of minutes, we're expecting some very special guests. Yes, folks? Aliens will be landing here, in Salford. But first off, we have two other very special guests. Dr. Alex Sullivan and Sam Rankin. Alex, Sam, hi.
Hello.
Dr. Sullivan, Alex, tell me, aliens in Salford? Sounds crazy.
Well, obviously there are far more high-profile places in the UK for an alien landing, but after a great deal of research, we think we may have the answer.
Ley lines.
Yes, we believe Salford is built upon incredibly powerful ancient ley lines. In fact, going back across the millennia, we believe that these alien friends of ours may well have visited this exact spot many, many times.
Guys, this sounds incredible. How did these ETs first get in contact with you?
Well, we were doing research at the Royal Institute of Science in London. I was working on mapping the local solar systems when I came across a mathematical anomaly in a particular star cluster.
Fascinating. And tell me, what do our alien friends look like?
Well, we have no idea, Joe. Whatever steps off that ship tonight is going to be more incredible, more beautiful, more intelligent, and more advanced than anything we have ever encountered.
You know, guys, there's a pretty big crowd here to welcome our otherworldly visitors. Let's get the opinions of the people of Salford. You, sir, tell me why you're here.
Well, it's for the kids, really. They said they wanted to see the aliens, so I brought them along. It's closer than the pictures, and it's free.
And you, sir, why have you come here tonight?
You don't know, do you? Them aliens might want to buy a phone, you know, so they can phone home, like.
And you, madam?
I'm going to tell them where to go. We don't need no aliens. We don't want them, and I'm not going to let them settle down here and spread their filth through my neighbourhood. This is a good area, this is, and...
Ladies and gentlemen at home, this is truly amazing. A huge silver ship has just descended from the sky. A sort of round disc shape with a raised bump in the middle. It's an actual flying saucer. Four long metallic legs have just extended from its base. Now, a sort of hatch has opened in the front. A thin metallic gangway has slipped to the ground. A figure has appeared in the hatchway. It's being joined by another. Walking down the ramp now. Aliens. That's what they are, folks. Aliens. About 4 feet tall and quite fat, actually. Looking like a shaved cat that's been run over by a van. Dr. Sullivan and Mr. Rankin are approaching the aliens with their arms outstretched. I'm going closer to record this monumental event.
Welcome to our planet.
Planet.
Planet. Planet. Planet. Planet.
We are greatly honoured to receive you.
Honour.
Honour. Honour. Honour. No, no, no.
We are your friends.
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 Ah, Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston. Aniston. Aniston.
Well,
We like friends.
The one with all the fish. The one where they get drunk. The one with the monkey.
We like friends, Jennifer Aniston. We do not like Angelina.
Angelina, Angelina, pah, yuck.
Jen and Brad meant to be together.
Together, together, together.
Well, I'm sure,
what are they talking about?
That man there with the microphone. Is he from telly?
Telly, 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 telly.
No, he's from the radio.
Oh, radio.
Radio.
Gifts, give them the gifts.
My friends, we have gifts for you. Here, the complete works of one of our greatest writers, William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? We only like the one with Leo DiCaprio.
Leo.
We also have for you our basic food groups, grain, fruit, veg...
Fruit! We hate fruit! Did you bring any Pringles?
Pop, pop, can't stop, pop!
Please, great, wise ones, why did you come here to our humble planet?
Shopping, mainly.
Shopping.
And to get 24 on DVD.
Jack Bauer, Jack, Jack.
Why Salford?
We thought it would be easier to park here and commute.
What? You came all the way here just to watch TV and go shopping?
We're going to watch some football matches to Man City.
Man City, Man City, City Man.
But we thought you were coming here to show us a better way, to open up our universe.
We're just looking for somewhere for a cheap night out.
Disco, disco, disco.
Get out of it. Get back where you belong, you scum.
Don't you judge me. You don't know me.
I don't want to know you either.
But this is supposed to be a special, beautiful moment.
Well, if it's so special, why haven't you even bothered to brush your hair and look at that top?
So last year, girlfriend. So last year, last year.
But...
Good grief. Come on, let's get out of it. I told you we should have gone to Canada.
Canada, Canada.
Come back, please. Come back.
Well, there you have it, folks. Humanity's first contact with an intelligent alien life form right here, live in Salford. Be sure to join me again tomorrow night, when I'll be talking to a man who's given birth to puppies. Good night now.
In First Contact, Hannah Davies played Alex, Curtis Clark played Sam, Simon Bestwick played the DJ, Steve Mark played Alien 1, and Ian McInnes played Alien 2. Other parts played by Peter Lord, Mike Clark and Julie Nicholson. The piece was written by Robert Turnbull and directed by Aaron Kelly.